We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We're starting 5 lines from the top, but at 2 dots, the sugya of Machat Shenimsis Bereyek. Shmaka sugya. Inta, itma. We learn like this. Machat Shenimsis Bereyek. You shecht the behema, you open it up, the reya looks perfect, you blow it up, no holes, gevaldik, no sirchis. But the problem is, you find a needle inside the reya. Now, if there's a needle inside the reya, how did it get into the reya? If it ate something and it got into the reya, so then it obviously made a hole in the reya. A little hole in the reya is a problem. Even if it develops a crumb, even if it covers over, but there's a hole. That's one problem. Another problem is that the machatz in the reya is eating up some of the basar in the reya. So you're missing a little bit of basar in the reya. So with those shiles, let's see. Itma. Machashim is the reya. Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, these three Amorayim all hold kosher. Machshvi, they hold kosher. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Moni Bapatish, Rabbi Shimon Yochim, Tarfi, they say it's trefa. What's the machlekes? The more first wants to propose, this is the machlekes. The marasov a chasaron shifnish ne chasaron. One man the Amma holds that a chasaron that's not from the outside, only in the inside, is called chasaron. Well, marasov a loish me chasaron because the needle is making some chasaron in the basa. So one man the Amma says that's called chasaron. One man says no, not called chasaron. So everyone knows it's not the machlekes. Lord, the kuli Amma chasaron b'fnim loish me chasaron. It's not called chasaron. Why do we say that? So Rashi explains for two reasons, but one, well, the other reason has to do with Gemara later on. But the other reason is what we have before. We had a Gemara from Zayin and Beis that Reya Shenishpach Kikitoin, a Reya that's dissolved and it's pouring inside back and forth like water. The Loch is kosher. What do you mean? There's a Chasaron. Teretz is Chasaron Shavafnim Lo Yishmei Chasaron. And it's not a Raya there also because the Gemara there says also that if it's missing part of it, Mukav, it's missing part of it, it's kosher. So you see Chasaron Shavafnim Lo Yishmei Chasaron. So we're saying Kuli Yama Chasaron Shavafnim Lo Chasaron. So what's the Machlokes on Arayim? 3 against 3. What's Machlokes? The question is, how did this needle get in? A behema, and people as well, eat through the veshet, through the food pipe, esophagus. The esophagus doesn't get anywhere near the lung. So if a behema eats something and there's a needle inside the food, it would go through the esophagus, into the stomach, come out of the stomach, and then puncture the lung and get into the lung. So we know for sure there's two trephas now. Trepha in the dacum is a hole in the dacum is a problem, and a hole in the lung is a problem. So if this needle got into the lung, it obviously went through the veshet. If it went through the veshet, you just made a hole in the lung as a trepha. The other man, the Yama, says, you know what? It went down the wrong pipe. It could happen. It went down the wrong pipe, and it didn't make any hole. It landed up in the raya, gevaldik. So there's no problem. That's the machlokes. It went through the windpipe into the bronchi, into the simpuna of the lung. It made a hole into the stomach and into the lung to get in. That's the machlekes, shmak machlekes. And what's the machlekes? Really, roiv of behemoth is eat through the vesha. That would be the roiv. But here, on the other hand, he found it in the lung, so we're not sure. So, Shaz, what do you say? You say it went through the veshet and then it made a hole, or it went through the kana, and because it's a funny thing, it landed up in the lung, it must have gone through the kana. That's the machlekes. We're not finished with the machlekes. There was this machat that was found in a piece of reya. That means the reya was cut up already. Then they found it afterwards. They found after the reya was cut up, they found this machat. Why is that significant? We'll see in a second why it's significant, but I'll speak of that now. The significance is like this. But a reya, the case of Machlekes is, the reya, you blew it up, was perfect, was glatt. And you found the machat inside. That's the only problem. But if you cut up the reya, and then you find the machat, you have no idea if the rest was glatt. It's not here anymore. So now, you have a bigger problem. It's very possible it made a hole through and through. So we'll see in a second. That will come up. That's all come up later.
You didn't check it?
No.
So how's
the question with it? Why? Because you could go bus arrive usually. You go bus arrive. That in those days, in time of Gemara, you went bus arrive. And you know, today, they would say it's no good. But in those days, even though there's Yud Ches Trefas, they still didn't arrive. We had that before. On the Ches Tassan Beis, whatever. That you go bus arrive. You don't arrive by animals in our Trefas. So the Shah was a family machar and a piece of a reya. Okay, they brought it from Ami. Sovelachshu wanted to machshir it because he held like those Amarayim hold that a machar in the reya is kosher. He's an ask on the problem of chesaron that we learned in our Mishnah. A reya shenikva got a hole or shechosra was missing is a treifa. My chosra ilim v'chutz if it's chosra from the outside, hayu nikva, that's a hole. Ela lav mivfnim. And you see from our Mishnah, Chasaron Shemafrim is a problem. Chasaron Shemafrim Shei Chasaron. That was the kasha he asked him. Rashi says that kasha was not to be kasha because the more I answered before, that I was coming to say a chiddush for Rab Shimon. That Rab Shimon holds, if I just hold from the outside, what's the chiddush? Rab Shimon holds nikva alone is not a problem. It has to go to the base of the pointers. But if it's a chasaron, then it's a problem. That's the more I answered before. That's really, the Rashi says the more I could answer that here. But that's what he asked him on his reason why I wanted to machshir it. So Hodor Shadrula Kamedi Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, they sent it to someone else, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So Lachshuri, he wanted to also be machshir, because he held a chasaron shofin la chasaron. Ace Rav Yirmi Rav Yitema Rav Zreika, Reish Nikva Shechasra, our Mishnah, my chasra, was chasra, Minilim Bechot, Hanu Nikva as a whole, Elav Mifnim. It must be from the inside, Shmaimna, chasaron shofin la chasaron. Hodor Shadrula Kamedi Rav Ami, he sent it back to Rav Ami, and now he changed his mind, he said a treifa. On Malay, Varabana Machshri. The Rabban holds kosher, and they hold chasaron shofin la chasaron. It's not a kasher from the Mishnah. We said it's going to the chiddush of Rav Shimon. So why are you changing your mind, treifa? I'm lahen, and I'll tell you why. There they know why the machshir. What does that mean? Because look at the second wide line of Rashi. Shereik bas kol ha'reya lefneim v'reya shleima. Therefore, they say it must have came through the kana. That's where the needle came. Abanan meizitam machshir. It's not here. Dilma you have a reya. Come on, if we have the whole reya, minikva would have a hole. So and therefore, like Rashi explains, so since it would have, we go bus arrive then. We'll go bus arrive already and say that it comes through the vesha. If we have the thing in front of us is intact, so I'll say, oh, this funny thing happened, it went through the lung, it came into the lung, went through the kana. But if I don't have it in front of me, I'll assume it had a festa hole, because it probably came through from the vesha in there. So therefore, he made a treif. So if you don't have your lung and you have a reyes of a machat, then it's a treif. Kuliyam. Pray to Marakasha, time or the lesson. That's only it. Well, the whole pshat is saying over here is only because the whole lung is not here. Isa, right? It's coming out that we hold, like those mandi amrim, that if it does not have a hole, and even though I found a machat inside the lung, it's kosher. It's shver. Why? Remember, where do you find the machat? Do you find the machat in one of the pipes? No, you found it in the basar of the reya. Now, it definitely even went through the trachea, went through the kana. It definitely had to puncture some part of the simpun to get into the basar. So, freitag marakasha vam rav nachman hay simpuna de reya dink of treifa. If a simpun gets a hole, it's a treifa. So, hu lecha vera itmar. That is if the hole. If you look at those little branches that are inside the lung, called the simpunus. So, where branches off, there it's hard. As it gets longer, the branches, and it's not close to each other, it's softer. So if it gets a hole when it's close to each other, that is a problem, because there, nothing really closes it up. There's no good bus there that closes it up. Hula chaveri itmar, that's when there's a problem, a hole in a supina. Frey to Gemara, v'omrav nachmin, hai hadra de kanta, that's the fat that's around the intestines. The ink of lahadi chavre, they have the two intestines have a hole in that are close to each other. They're making allow the intestines protect each other. So maybe say that, but it's simpanis also. Amar Avashi, treifas coming down with adadi. What's comparing treifas to adadi? It's no dimyan. By like the Rosh explains in Siman Chav Zayin, by the simpanis, they're kosher. Mashenkin by the hadr kanta, it's soft. Like the Rosh like this. Hadr the kanta nikel chaveri ksheira the chaveri rach umegin allow. This is Siman Chav Zayin, the Rosh. What's the ra? You don't say treifa zemzu. Ain't never treifa zemzu. Shrei chaytcha. Unless you have a foot of an animal. So chaytcha mekan. If you cut higher up lower down, chaytcha mekan omesa dies. Chaytcha mekan higher v'chaya lives. Because there's something called tzomis hagidim, where there's a bunch of ligaments. This is in the foot of the behemoth. If you cut up on the ligaments, it'll die. If you cut it higher up, it won't die. So you don't compare treifas to each other. See, also, the kanta, hadra the kanta, the fat part intestines, over there, no problem. You can have a hole, it'll close each other up. Mashen came by the simpinus, a hole that's in the place where branches off, there it's too hard, it will not grow back, and there will be a problem of a treifa. Ahi machta, the shtakach besimpona rabba, the reya. The story, they found a machat in the big Simpona, the big bronchi, I'm not sure the English word for it, but this is these pipes that are in the lung. The stakum simpona rabba de reya, in the big simpona of the reya. I sula kamei the rabbanon trufai. They brought it to the rabbanon trufai. Those are the man the yom before said the machat's no good, right? So the machat's no good because you say it comes from the outside. So he brought it from the front of the Rabbanan. They didn't say Isso Ahetah. Why not? So Ahetah Le'amri Ba'akush Vatzad, because they hold us also, right? But Isso Banam Le'amri Ba'a, why? Usually they name on that it came from the stomach, right? It came from the esophagus to the stomach. But what's the chances it land up in the main artery of the main simpona of the lung? What's the chances? It looks like very much it came through the kana. That's why it looks very much it came through the kana, and therefore even they will agree in such a case that it came through the kana. Who machta the shtakach bechaticha the kavda? So it looks like, so we'll stop over here. Really, we have to start early tomorrow if we want to get through a blot. But we'll stop by who machta shtakach bechaticha. We'll continue in the sugya of machat. The next sugya will be about kupa levar, kupa legav. That'll be that sugya, Metz Shem, tomorrow's share.